Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
AC, you had to go to LCQ, and I don't even know how you got on the podium. I don't even, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what happened there.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks. Yeah, he raced, fried my clutch, just didn't roll it back in time. Just got to roll that thing back quicker. I don't know, I didn't think about it. I was too worried about trying to survive. And
yeah.
Rookie move, should have done that. But, yeah, I didn't even get stuck. Like, it's not like I got stuck and then my clutch, it just wouldn't move. Yeah. I wasn't stuck. So that sucked. And then just all the logistics, honestly, my team absolutely crushed it with a motor swap after the heat race.
Wow.
A motor swap. And then we had to go stiffer on the clutch springs. Obviously, new clutch. We went down a tooth in the sprocket to make it easier for me. Oh, yeah. I was running a 120 in the heat race, so we went back to a 110.
Wow.
Just so I didn't have to, just because the 120, I always seem to burn the clutches up quicker. So we did that, and yeah, everybody killed it. Everybody killed it, and you know, even with gear stuff, honestly, like with a helmet and boots, and I changed all that stuff down there on the line before the main event, and it's kind of gnarly, especially a mud race.
That gate pick.
Terrible gate pick, and Hill came over on me, got the jump on me, came right. And so I just kind of pinned it to the outside. I was trying to get to, like, a little tractor mark, but I wasn't able to do that. And then, yeah, it came out not that good. And, yeah, I just put my head down and did the best that I could. But
did you actually start getting a little comfy out there then?
Yeah, I did, actually. Like, maybe I had a really big spot. Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
My wife, finding another rider.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Here we go.
Anyway.
Back on track.
Anyway, So Oldenburg got by me. Yeah. I had a ginormous clump. I was riding with one eye. So I had to reach up with my hand and take the clump off. I regrouped, got by Oldenburg, and then I started flowing a little bit. Got some guys, felt good. And then McElrath went down. I was able to get him with like two corners to go. But honestly, I feel bad for him. But at the same time, it was such like a terrible day for me.
Yeah.
Like, and I really wasn't doing anything like super wrong. It's not like it really self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I deserved that spot. I didn't feel that bad about it. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He deserved it too, but yeah. I felt like I deserved it, so.
No, I mean, you'll take that. If somebody told you get that on a podium after the
Yeah, it was terrible, run. Man. And then you're sitting on the gate for the LCQ and you're like, bro, like, you know, I got this is what I'm thinking, but you're like, at the same time, you're like, dude, what, I mean, what are we doing? Are we Austin Stroopin Phoenix 07 right now?
I've been on the line with Red Dog for LCQs, and you're like,
in the mud.
He makes more than this other 29 guys combined here. He makes more money than everybody.
Not good. It wasn't good. So I just went out there and I seriously rolled. I just put both feet out and rolled around. But yeah, I mean, it sucks because, dude, I really want to win. Like, I really want to win. I mean, it's cool. Like, I rode,
moved into second in the points.
Yeah, I rode pretty good and that stuff. But it's like, I feel like I'm as good as Aaron. He's killing it. He deserves everything he has. Deserves to be in the lead. Like, I haven't executed as well as him, but I feel like I'm that good, and I can do that. So it's kind of frustrating. Just these seconds and thirds are cool. Like, be podium, be consistent guy, but I want to win. You know, it just these last three. Actually, San Diego last weekend or whatever. A couple weeks.
Indy.
Yeah. Like, my mindset's been a lot better. Like, I feel like I'm really close to, like, breaking through and just being the guy that everybody thinks I can be. You know, I'm always like, even you guys, you're always like, oh, he's got, you know, so much potential. Yeah. He can do this, do that. Like, I hate being that guy. I just want to be the guy that does it. And I feel like I'm getting close.
Yeah, we're like, one lap of speed will take Cincirillo all the time.
Yeah, I would take me all the time. I would take me every time. But yeah, I mean, it's just not, you gotta execute.
Well, nice job for your team, by the way. That's awesome.
Yeah, the team with MVP today. It was close to not even being able to race. I mean, it was crazy, but yeah.
And before I let you go, we have an awesome idea for a vlog. We're not going to give it away, but we have an awesome idea for a vlog.
It involves James Stewart. and that's all we need to know. That's just a teaser right there. We're coming for you, number
it's
seven.
It's going to be epic.
We're coming for you. Pack the golf clubs. Let's go.
Thank you.